The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly is thinking about forming a fisheries committee to address the needs of commercial fishermen in the area. A handful of borough fishermen addressed the assembly at last week's regular meeting. They asked what assembly members have done lately for fishermen who are currently feeling threatened by actions in both the state legislature and the Alaska Board of Fisheries. KBBI's Casey Kelly reports.
The latest threat is coming from a proposal that the Board of Fish will consider in March. Proposal 379, as it's known, would change the management plan for the Upper Cook Inlet Central District salmon fishery by closing down the drift net fleet in certain areas for 2 weeks at the end of July, no matter how the run is shaping up. Board member Howard Delo proposed the rule in order to get more fish to the Matanuska-Susitna borough, where sport fishermen are complaining about a lack of fish. That doesn't sit well with commercial fishermen, such as John McCombs of Ninilchik. He told the assembly that this isn't the first time Delo has tried to get this proposal through the Board of Fish.
This was thrown out the last time because of his conflict of interest. Many people feel comfortable with percentages. 90% of the dip net fish from the Kenai River go to Anchorage and Matsu residents. 7% go to other areas, while only 3% go to peninsula residents.
McCombs says if the proposal passes, it would amount to a reallocation of the fish from one group to another. He says that's an action which, if it happens at all, should be handled during a Board of Fish meeting that focuses on Cook Inlet, not as a supplemental item on an agenda focusing on Southeast Alaska and Prince William Sound fisheries.
I came here tonight to ask for help. Please form a fisheries committee as a part of the assembly. Write the Board of Fish opposing 379. Advocate for an important borough industry. Send a message to the Board of Fish and the Matsu Borough. Out-of-cycle allocations with no local public testimony breed mistrust and suspicion of a once-dynamic public process.
Steve Vanek, another commercial fisherman from Ninilchik, also challenged the assembly to do something about the proposal. He also criticized a special legislative committee that formed earlier this year to look into the distribution of fish between Upper and Lower Cook Inlet.
When will you take an active part in keeping this industry alive in the borough? You must oppose Proposal 379, oppose any attempts by the legislative task force to further restrict the fishery or to buy us out. I don't understand this borough government that gets upset about Agrium closing and doesn't seem to care about one of the biggest industries in the state, where there's 1,400 and some permits, set nets and drift permits, and 80% of those people who own those permits live here in the borough.
Newly elected borough mayor Dave Carey says he understands the concerns of commercial fishermen. In response to a question from Assemblyman Hal Smalley of Kenai, he said he wouldn't be opposed to forming a fisheries committee.
I believe that it's an ongoing need, and this one item is certainly important, but I would hope so. But to answer your question, absolutely. I am hoping to meet with the President of the Assembly and see how we could possibly have a committee in some way, maybe a task force or whatever is the correct term, to deal with fisheries issues. But yes, sir, on that particular item, I am absolutely available, as well as staff, to deal with this.
If the Assembly would like to form a fisheries committee, it would have to do so by resolution. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.